Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's the July 4th weekend. This show airs on Saturday, July 2nd, and Sunday, July 3rd. And, of course, we do want to comment on the significance of Americans' Independence Day and the July 4th celebrations. I know we'll all be, you know, busy having cookouts and things like that, but it's always pause. It's always good to pause and think about, you know, what Independence Day really means. So I just want a big shout out to everybody, service and our military and our police and fire. And of course, I hope everybody has a safe and healthy holiday weekend. Well, June 26th, last weekend, we had the sixth race in the Capital Area Race Series. That was Sunday, June 26th, and that was a Capital City Classic 10K. That was a new race that, with the help of the sponsorship, not only of Northeast Delta Dental, but specifically on this case, Runner's Alley, we're able to pull off a run right through downtown Concord, beginning at the State House, and that was Sunday, June 26th. There are two more races in the Capital Area Race Series. One is on July 16th, which is a Saturday, the Bill Luty 5-miler, and then we close on Saturday, July 30th, with the classic Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, which begins with a huge downhill and ends with a huge uphill. So as we always say, you'll have your fastest and slowest split of the year. And also, Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day for all of you. I hope you had one, a great one. But it was the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. Managed to get up a little over 2 hours, and I was pretty happy with that, injury-free. And also, we did announce earlier this month that the 2017 Eastern League All-Star Game is coming to Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. So big coup for the Fisher Cats, for the City of Manchester, and for Northeast Delta Dental. The Fisher Cats partnership allows us to get the oral health message. This show allows us to feature many, many significant community partners, not just sports, not just oral health, but in this case, art. So with me this weekend, July 2nd and 3rd, is Joe Gleason, who is the Assistant Executive Director from the Capital Center for the Arts. Joe, I know you're really busy, so thank you for spending some time with me this weekend.
Oh, you're welcome, Tom. Happy to be here.
Great. Now, I know you graduated from White Mountains Regional High School, so you're a native, so to speak, but tell us about your long and robust career in theater. You've been really at the Capital Center of the Arts at least twice, and you've been the assistant director at Lebanon Opera House. So tell us, I think the listening audience is always interested to know how people got into their particular field. So go ahead, Joe.
Sure. Well, I guess I get around a little bit with theater. But for me, my father was in the service in the Navy, and when he retired, we moved up to New Hampshire. And it was there when I discovered theater, living in Whitefield and going to White Mountain Regional. There was a summer stock theater, the Weathervane Theater, still there. They're in their 51st season, I believe. And I spent 5 years with them and learning theater through high school and through the summer stock program, and decided to major in college in theater production. And that's kind of how it started.
You've also been at the Palace Theater, right?
Yeah. When I graduated college in 83, I started at the Palace Theater as technical director, worked for Bob Shea. Seems like a lifetime ago now.
But the famous Bob Shea. How about Peter Ramsey?
I know Peter. We've met a couple of times at some of the conferences, but I haven't worked with him directly.
Yeah. Great. And of course, I've been on, just in the spirit of transparency, I've been on both the Palace Theater Board, and I've also, when I first moved to New Hampshire in the mid-90s, I was on the Capital Center of the Arts Board when it was being rejuvenated, so to speak. And I know you actually, at that point, worked with MT Menino, and you were in production. So tell us what that experience was like, kind of rejuvenating, a theater that had thrived way back, and then we were kind of rejuvenating it. And of course, the board list looked like the who's who of New Hampshire at that time.
True. I've always been interested in older theaters. They have a little more character. So My time spent at the Palace, as you know, is an old vaudeville house. The Capitol Center, when that was being rejuvenated, that was a perfect fit for me. I came in towards the tail end of the renovation, so most of the work had been done, although the stenciling on the ceiling, which is really something to see if you haven't been in the building, just look up when you're in there in the audience. But anyway, got there and worked with MT Menino. One of the challenges was starting a theater up from scratch. The renovation was its own thing, but also booking shows, getting production organized, house managers, volunteers, soup to nuts. Everything had to be done from scratch. And a great challenge, but also a lot of fun.
Okay, so now let's fast forward. So you moved back to New Hampshire in 2014, and you worked at the Lebanon Opera House, and then you joined the Capitol Center of the Arts again as Assistant Executive Director in January of 2016. So did you see what had changed from the, if lack of a better term, the mid-90s to 2016?
Oh, quite a lot, actually. One of the biggest things is when we started in 95, there was programming, but we had a very small staff. I think it was MT, myself, a box office manager, and Rick Waldman as
Martin. I remember Rick very well.
Yeah. Rick's down at the Bushnell in Connecticut.
Yes.
Yep. So it was a different time back then, smaller operation for sure. Coming back to New Hampshire in 2014, I was serving on the Board of Trustees at the time at the Capitol Center. And the operation had grown quite a bit. We were doing education programming year after year. That's sponsored by, I think, Lincoln Financial Group. Great support from them. We serve thousands of school children every year. And as you know, with the arts cuts in schools nowadays, it's hard for them to get any of the arts in their lives. So we're happy to provide that.
And that's great for me to hear because, of course, you know, I'm chair of the State Board of Education, and I really like sort of their, you know, real life learning. I mean, yes, it's cut back in sort of the traditional arts programs maybe in the schools, but the opportunities that children have, whether it's, you know, at the Capitol Center of the Arts or the Palace Theater or the Discovery Center, it's really cool. And of course, one of my goals too is make sure that always the A in STEM, i.e. science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, that we keep the A in there. Before we go too far along, why don't you give out the contact information for the Capitol Center of the Arts, and also if someone wanted to become a member, and what are some of the benefits of being a member as contrasted with just buying an individual ticket for an event, which, of course, people are welcome to. But
oh, absolutely. Sure. So the best way to contact us, we have our website, ccanh.com, telephone number 603-225-1111. It's been the same number since 95, I think. Membership programs do exist at all levels, starting at $50 is our fan club. And one of the big things you get immediately, even at the lower level, is the early announcement of shows that are on sale. You don't get free tickets at the $50 member level, but what you do get is the availability of knowing what's coming first before the general public, and then being able to purchase tickets as a member. So we hold member seating that's in great seats. So if you miss out on the first wave of public sales, chances are you could still get a better seat if you're a member, which is a very good benefit. At the higher levels, you do get other benefit levels that accrue. Among them are some free tickets, free drink coupons at our concession stand, non-alcoholic drinks, of course. And what else do you get? Oh, the big thing is ticket insurance, which if you can't make a show, a lot of times people don't want to buy tickets in advance too far ahead of time because they're unsure of their schedule. We have a ticket exchange program where if you bought tickets to a show and found out that you couldn't attend, as long as you tell us 48 hours in advance, we can credit that to your account and you can use that for another show at a later time.
Wow, that is a really nice feature for sure. That's a great move. Tell us too, I know that at Northeast Delta Dental, we've occasionally used the facility for, you know, strategic planning meeting. I know you can do weddings there. So if I'm a bride-to-be out there or if I'm a strategic planner looking for a nice location, who would I contact and how does that work exactly?
Yeah, the best thing there is call the main number, and I believe you want to talk to Steve Martin. He's our production and facility.
The comedian Steve Martin? Or
no, actually not the comedian Steve Martin, although he is a funny guy. Both Steves. Our Steve Martin, though, who's been there since, I think, 1998, knows the building inside and out, is a wonderful resource for any group that's looking to utilize the space that we have in the Capitol Center, which includes the Kimball House Mansion, which is a nice place for weddings, engagements, private parties, and smaller functions. But Steve's the person to contact. His extension is 106, so 603-225-1111, extension 106. But also on the website, ccanh.com, there is a contact form and an event inquiry form where you can fill out the basics of what you're after, and Steve will get back in touch with you.
After the commercial break, we'll get into the 2016 and 2017 lineup. And it's pretty amazing, though. Let me just anecdotally say the performers that have been at the Capitol Center of the Arts, you know, you've had America there. The two favorite ones for me, this is anecdotal. It's been probably boring the listening audience, but one year you had Ed Asner on, or not, he was there. And of course, my favorite show growing up was the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and he played Mary's boss and hated surprise parties in one of the shows. So like they had everybody in a closet the whole show because Ed refused to have the surprise party. So one of my colleagues, Kathy Walker, who also was on the Capitol Center of the Arts board for 6 years, mentioned that to Ed. He got a kick out of that. And of course, you've had authors like Dan Brown we've had there. And I remember bringing my colleagues from the executive area to meet him, and they were so shocked that you know, he was right there. Of course, just as I bring him over to, you know, introduce him to them, they all had food in their mouth, so they never let me get that. But the whole point, and we'll get to this after the commercial break, is we don't know what a jewel we have right here in Concord and the statewide theater called the Capitol Center of the Arts in terms of the shows, but performances. So we'll get into that after commercial break. So Joe Gleason, Assistant Executive Director, will join me. Please stay tuned after commercial break. Thank you. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Again, very happy that it's good weather and it's already the July 4th weekend. Again, we want to pause and just remember the importance of Independence Day as the United States of America goes through its challenges. Again, also want to thank my running friends for such great participation in the Capital Series Classic 10K. That was on June 26th. And two more races, the Ludi and the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic coming up. But let's get right back to Joe. So Joe's been, as you heard him describe, but prior to commercial break, he has a long history in theater. So why don't you talk, before we get into the lineup for 2016 and 17 at the Capitol Center for the Arts, why don't you talk about the industry shifts that you've witnessed in terms of bookings and so forth?
Sure. What we've noticed in the last few years in particular has been a speeding up of the scheduling process where you no longer can book shows 12 months in advance, or it's more difficult to. So what we're finding is promoters that are looking to fill a hole in their schedule and will get 6 weeks notice to 3 months notice, and that's when the window is that we can bring that artist to town. What that means for us as a traditional performing arts center is all of our marketing has been geared for producing season brochures. So in the spring, we've typically gone out with a fall and spring lineup for the next season, and that's getting more difficult to fill and get everything confirmed by the time that needs to go to press. That's a huge challenge for us.
So you probably do more in social media now, I bet.
Yeah. Sad to say, print advertising is going down. The markets have shifted. Radio ads are still quite effective for us, and as well as the social media. Facebook is the gorilla in the room, of course, and we take good advantage of that.
As a board member, I remember, and this probably hasn't changed too much, but maybe you can give me the exact numbers, but obviously some of the revenue comes from the sale of tickets and membership, but you do need corporate sponsors because on average, you know, tickets only represent, you know, X percent of the overhead, and somebody can give me that percentage. And the second thing that always made me interested as a board member is sometimes shows, the big name shows, since obviously you're paying the artists more in general. I know yes. even that's changed a bit, but sometimes the bigger the show, the less money we used to make. I don't know if that's still true. So tell us about those two dynamics.
Sure. I think that's an interesting place to start, too. Let me talk a little bit about artist fees in the first case. Those have been changing, and that's also due to the recording industry changing. It's having less of an impact. CD sales are down. Music sales are down in general. So the tours are trying to, the artists are trying to get more money out of live performances, and that drives everybody's fees up, and it makes it harder to have a reasonable ticket price. We do try to keep our ticket prices down to the first part of your question, which is, what is the percentage of income, say, from ticket sales? And in our industry, and I believe at the Capitol Center, don't quote me on this, I may be a few percentage points off, but we're around 55% of our income is from ticket sales.
Yeah, that was always the benchmark I used, about half. And of course, it varies obviously by the performance and how many, you know, tickets you're selling. So the whole point out there, and if you give us the contact information, we need corporate sponsors out there. And
definitely.
So I think, and maybe you can describe, Jill, what are some of the values, the value of being a corporate sponsor? I know that Northeast Delta Dental steps up to the plate a lot, and we have found, you know, it very valuable from a public relations perspective, and also, you know, employees going to events.
Right. I think that's exactly correct. Other than the community relation value that you get out of it, and certainly a benefit to your employees, there's tickets that go along with the sponsorship, so you can either reward employees or treat special guests. But there's also the marketing tie-in, which is a little more directly, you know, branding your company with us and associating it with a specific performance, and that could be quite valuable as well.
So if I'm a marketing director or the CEO of a smaller company and you've sparked my interest, who do I contact?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to reach out to Katie Collins. She's our development director. And same phone number, 225.
Good that Katie's still around. That's good.
Katie's been there for a while. I've known Katie for quite a while, too. I'm a longtime member of the Capitol Center, as well as being employed there now. But it's always had a spot in my heart, so I maintain that relationship. But Katie Collins is the person to reach out to, 225-1111. I don't know Katie's extension off the top of my head, but the directory is right there.
We'll track her down. So yeah. We need corporate sponsors. And again, yeah. As an individual citizen, you know, becoming a member would be helpful as well.
Absolutely. Both the corporate and the individual support makes up the bulk of the rest of that revenue that supports the organization and everything that we do, whether it's the educational programming or just trying to keep ticket prices low for everybody. We do also offer an angel ticket program, which goes out to social service organizations in the community. We try to be a good neighbor to everybody within Concord and the greater Capital region. So we end up giving discounted rates to other nonprofits as they use the space for corporate functions or retreats or things like that.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the 2016 and 17 season. I know you have a full lineup of comedy and concerts, so just take us through it.
Yeah. Well, we're starting in the summer. So July 31st, we've got Eddie Izzard. He's a British comedian. It's a great show. He has never played New Hampshire before, and he approached us, actually. This was one of those last-minute additions, and we were able to get him in on July 31st. And then we're doing a perennial favorite, Celtic Thunder. They're back in late August.
And that is the correct pronunciation for all of you Boston Celtics fans. So Joe pronounced it correctly. I learned that when I was taking Irish literature in Harvard English course. I said Celtic, and they quickly corrected me. It's Celtic Thunder. That's always a hot ticket.
Yes. There are very few seats left, so if you're looking to get to that show, I'd urge you to go online and purchase those as soon as you can. And then in the fall, we start up with some great music. We've got an evening with Government Mule, which is, you know, a rock jam band. They're out there performing in early September for us, as well as Buddy Guy is coming in late September. After that, there's a number of programs that we start with. We do these up-and-coming artists in our On the Edge series, which is thankfully underwritten by some corporate and individual supporters that like to see fresh talent make it to our stage. We do those in the Spotlight Cafe. So for those that don't know, the Capitol Center is a 1,300-seat theater upstairs. And downstairs in our expanded lobby, we do a pop-up venue called Spotlight Cafe, where we can seat about 250. And that's where we put the smaller musical artists typically.
That's terrific, so they can get their start. That's awesome.
Yeah. And we also have this other program that started up, I think, just a couple of years ago, and it's the Salon Series. And I mentioned the Kimball House Mansion earlier. It is part of our facility, and it's we're trying to use it more and more, not just for parties and things like that. So we've got one room on the second floor, which is elevator accessible. And that is a small, intimate performing space of about 40 audience members. And we do that for a little more one-on-one interaction with the artist. It might be a visual artist. It might be an author. It kind of runs the gamut.
Can you, if we don't want to run out of time, can you just spend a couple of minutes and we can get to the other shows too, the Summer Impact Children series every Tuesday?
Yeah.
In the summer.
The Impact series is great. It's a partnership with Jean's Playhouse from Lincoln, New Hampshire. We do shows in the Governor's Hall, the Spotlight Cafe area, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. from now until August 9th, I believe, is the last performance. It's great entertainment for the family, whether it's grandparents, little children, slightly larger children. It's live theater. The performers tend to be from colleges, and they're in the beginning stages of their acting careers.
Great. How about if you spend a little time now talking about the HD broadcast of the Bolshoi Ballet and the satire, what that is. That looks interesting.
Yeah, it's a way for us to bring in some national level talent that would be very difficult to bring in as a live performance. So we've partnered with the Met, the Bolshoi Ballet has a program as well, and National Theater Live to bring performances from the UK to our venue. Those are broadcast in HD, and those are on our big screen in the main theater. Wonderful time, and the prices are very low, $15 to $22, I think, is the top price for the Met.
Good. And then you also have something on October 25th, Frankenstein, Trainspotting, Slumdog Millionaire, Steve Jobs. Tell us what that is.
You're going to have to find out what page you were on. Frankenstein. Oh, yes. That's got Benedict Cumberbatch in it, and it was National Theater Live's production. This is a rebroadcast, part of their Encore series, and this was a phenomenal production at London's West End. Great theater, best you'll ever see, and well worth the trip. And it's late October, so if you're in that Halloween spirit as well, Frankenstein makes a great night out.
Perfect. So there's been a number of facility improvements. I know the HVAC systems have been improved. You've extended the walkway snow melt system past the property. Obviously, that part of Main Street has been redone. It looks great. You also have a new handicap bump out. So I think you're really taking a lot of steps to, you know, serve your customers faster, and also the concessions, I know, haven't been there recently, the concessions and beverage service seem to move a lot quicker too, so that's great.
Right. You know, when we're in a performance situation at intermission, there's only, you know, 15 or 20 minutes to serve everyone, and that can be quite a challenge. So this fall, I believe we'll have our new systems in place to increase the beverage service in particular to poor things.
You've
faster.
Gotten into operations management, my field as well. So as we close, why don't you give out the contact information both for a member for membership, as well as my CEO colleagues or VP of marketing if you want to be a corporate sponsor.
Sure. First off, the website is ccanh.com. And then for event inquiries, rentals of this facility, you want to talk to Steve Martin. For membership, becoming a member, as well as on the website, there's some information there. But Shiloh Tyler is our membership manager. And for any kind of corporate sponsorship or higher level donations, we're always Katie Collins is a great person to get to know and chat with.
Perfect. And if you haven't been there, get to the Capitol Center for the Arts. Sometimes we have a jewel, you know, whether it's the Flume or whether it's Discovery Center, the Capitol Center of the Arts. And I talk to New Hampshire natives and they've been there, so get over there. Joe, thank you for doing such a great job. It's so great. Right in the heart of New Hampshire, we have a world-class performing arts center. Thank you. And again, I want to wish everybody a safe Independence Day, and we should reflect on that as Americans. Joe Gleason, thank you again. Tom Raffio, return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.